And I'm going to close it out with this. Look who's on the cover of Russia's Maxim.
Let me guess. Baby. Let me guess.
Okay.
Where is the mad dog? Is it, it's got to be one of them spies, right?
You bet.
Anna Chapman.
You got it. That New York City party babe.
She gets less hot the more I see her.
Are you kidding me? You are so wrong.
She's a hot box of rocks.
She is a hot box of rocks.
You got to look at the pictures.
Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, go to the.
There's something off with her.
Go to the post. Do you have the post there, Boone?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
yeah.
Go to page three of the post.
Face.
Okay. No. This is the real page three. This is the rear shot. Here. Craig. Check that one out.
Yeah, but there's something wrong with her grill.
What do you mean?
Oh my god.
She's a great physique, but when I first saw her, I was totally enamored with her and wanted to order a Russian bride,
right.
And become a Mormon. And move to Utah and have sister wives. I was thinking about that as a possibility for my life.
Is that what you do?
That's just for me, my sensibility.
People are doing that?
Oh, yeah. It's all the rage, dude.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, having one wife is so much fun. Who wants five?
There you go.
Who wouldn't want five?
Right. Oh, I said that wrong. Right.
Right.
I mean, a different woman every night, right? Of course, at my age, let's be honest, I couldn't handle that. But, the more I look at her, the less I like her. Great body. I'm starting to think she's a bit of a butter girl.
No way.
All right, listen. To each their own, right?
Is she a Russian hero? Did they give her some sort of medal or something?
Well, they put her on the cover of Maxim, yeah.
Right.
By the way, let's go through real quick. Al Dukes, you're watching at home in the Ridge. Lance Berkman shot right. When Boom and I saw it, we both said the same thing. 5 feet foul. I can't believe they gave him a home run. What'd you say?
Well, when they did the close-up replay, when they really did the close-up and put an extra light on the ball,
right?
I think it grazed the foul pole.
Now, Lance Berkman said afterwards that he went into the tunnel. He watched it 50 times. He goes, I'll swear on everything holy, that ball grazed the foul pole, which means it should have been a home run. Eddie, did you even watch the game?
No, sir.
All right. What did you think, Booms?
I was sitting right next to you. I couldn't tell.
No, we thought it was foul at the time.
Yeah, we thought it was foul, but I couldn't tell if it hit the foul pole or not.
Now you've seen the replays of it. What do you think now? Do you think it hit? I don't think it hit because the trajectory of the ball would have changed if it hit the foul pole, and I don't think the trajectory ever changed. Do you, Booms?
No.
That right? It wasn't as foul as you and I thought it was at the time. But I don't think it hit the pole.
You know what they're showing on MSG right now? I can't. It doesn't look like it grazed the foul pole.
Right. That was a good call, foul ball. But then I'm saying in the seats where we were sitting, how is it that Boom and I sitting behind the plate can see that it's a foul ball and a guy that's 10 feet away goes home run?
Right. And then they also had that same umpire had the issue out there with the home run with Robbie Cano.
Right.
As to whether or not there was fan interference there.
Right. Again, from our perspective, you couldn't tell, but we both got 50 text messages from people watching on TV saying fan interference for sure. But they said the ball was clearly, it wasn't Mayer, where Jeffrey Mayer reached 5 feet over the wall, right?
Right.
And brought the ball out with him. That ball was going to go over the wall for sure.
Right.
But they did hit his glove. I will say that. Was it Cruz? His glove got hit by the fan 100%. So I guess you could have gone either way with that. Now, I'm going to ask a question all you purists are going to yell at me for, right?
All right.
If fan interference, what are you going to do-over on that? What do you do? Is that an out? Do-over? Ground rule double? What's the call on that, just out of curiosity?
That's a good question.
I'm not the only one. I'm thinking about that, and I go, I know I should know the answer to this, and I know 50 people are going to call. How do you not know the answer to that?
Daddy-o.
Right? If they decide fan interference, do we get the old-fashioned do-over or not? You looking it up there, Booms? Mm-hmm. All right, you let me know when you get an answer. Al, you even hear it?
No, but Smoltz last night said, let's just give him a double, make everybody happy.
Is that what he said? Yeah. Smoltz has done a good job.